Now, today is exactly 10 days since the doctors began their strike. Patients in the national capital can still access healthcare services at the 37 military hospital and the police hospital where doctors are not on strike. The question is, what could be going on in the regional and district hospitals across the country where access to private clinic is even a problem? Let's hear from our regional correspondent first. Swala Abdul-Wahab joins us. Now, which hospital did you visit and can you tell us the situation there?
In Upper West here, we have three well-known health facilities in Wa. These are the regional hospital, Islamic hospital, and a private clinic, popularly known as Dr. Sana Clinic. I have been to these three health facilities, and the people I'm referring to, outpatients and other patients who have been admitted at those hospitals, they were there in their numbers, especially at the Islamic and the Dr. Sana Clinic, which happened to be private one. I tried to find out from the patients there why they have decided to come and wait in a very long queue instead of going to the regional hospital where I think they will be attended to as quickly as possible. And some of them told me they have been following the industrial action by the doctors and they don't want to be stranded when they go to the regional hospital, which is the public service provider. So they have decided to go to the private clinics to ensure that they have access to a health facility that they need. I also tried talking to the patients I met at the regional hospital and whether they have been attended to. And some of them told me that yes, they have been attended to by the nurses, but others are saying that they would have preferred being taken care of by doctors who happen not to be around. That is what some of them have told me.
So are the hospitals receiving new cases?
Well, it's a bit difficult to know. What I rather wanted to find out whether they are receiving emergency cases. But some of the nurses that I spoke with, they told me, no, so far they haven't had emergency cases at least for today. That's what they told me. But I also tried to find out from some of the patients outside there their views about the government's decision to ask some other health workers, I'm referring to medical assistants, to come and help with the situation. And they told me that, well, for them, it wouldn't make much difference because already the region has very limited number of health workers. So perhaps the other paramedics that the government is asking to go to the aid of the other health workers who are at the public health institution may not have, very meaningful impact on the situation. That is what some of them have been telling me.
All right, many thanks for joining us. That was our correspondent, Swala Abdul-Wahab. Also joining us on the line is Nicholas Osewusu from Kumasi. How is the situation at your end?
In the Asante region here, especially Kumasi, the last time I went to the Confanoche Hospital, the doors of the consulting rooms have been shut to patients. They have been shut to the patients there. So even when I went for a referral treatment or attention, there wasn't anybody around to take care of that. So that was the situation. Even though there were some patients who had come there and were still waiting, hoping that some of the doctors would come in and attend to them. But the doctors were still not at post. So that was the situation. And at the Asante Regional Hospital designate, there's no specific regional hospital, but the Kumasi South Hospital has been designated as the Asante Regional Hospital. When I went there the last time, patients were being taken care of by the few medical assistants at post. We have four of such doctors at post at the hospital. They were on duty and were taking care of the patients who had gathered at the hospital. Today, the situation is that the administration has taken a further step to ensure that the impact of the strike action by the medical doctors does not have any serious effect on the patients or the health of the people. So they have employed temporary doctors, certified medical doctors, to take care of the patients who have been going to the hospital. So that's the situation now. So at the regional hospital designate, the impact is not so much.
Now, Nicholas, how are patients coping with the situation? I believe you've been talking to them.
Not really the case, but as the situation has been, at the particular hospital, the cases are normally, especially those at the OPD, they have always been attended to by the medical assistant. So with this strike action, apart from the specific cases which have to be dealt with by specialized doctors or specialists, the other situation has not seen any much difference with regards to the strike action and how patients are taken care of. So the situation is not anything dire. I mean, there's no serious impact on healthcare at the facility.
All right. Many thanks for joining us. That was our correspondent, Nicholas Osei Yusufo Kumasi.